Each time I tried to find someone to take your place, it was all in vain. No, their lips were never quite the same. No, baby, when I was kissing someone new, deep inside I was missing you. Fall in love with you. I don't know just what I'm gonna do. Oh, honey, I looked out into empty space and all I saw was your sweet face.
This is The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome back, everybody, on this wonderful Sunday afternoon. I know I said last week on the show I was going to have a very special guest, Abby Summers, joining the show today. Unfortunately, Miss Summers had a conflict that came up last minute. She'll be on the program in the future, but have no fear, David is here. Joining me on the program today is a really good friend, Mr. David Palomar. David, how are you doing today?
I am doing very well. Thank you, Mr. Derringer. That was a beautiful introduction, I have to say. That was absolutely wonderful.
Exquisite. Well, we'll get into some stuff in a few minutes, but I want to play a couple tunes before that. It's going to be a really chill day today. I got some kind of vibey songs, chill vibes. Last week was like a spring theme. This week is I'm jumping the gun a little bit. I want summer to come really fast, but all of these songs remind me of summer. So we'll get talking to David in a couple minutes, but first here are a few of my tunes. Here we go.
Do love me, do love me, do. I love you. Do love me, do love me, do. Do
That was Summertime Magic by Childish Gambino. When's Gambino going to like make a comeback? He kind of like vanished off into the ether somewhere.
Yeah, I wondered about that. He did a lot of like acting stuff, but
yeah. I'm wondering because Tufts, like this spring fling thing at Tufts is coming up in a couple weeks, and I think they had Donald Glover, Childish Gambino here a few years ago, and I'm really jealous about that because he's one of my favorite rappers. But anyway, David, so
Hello.
You grew up in Manhattan, correct?
That's that is correct, that right? is true.
So what was that indeed. Like? Because like I'm a suburb boy, and I don't really know what it's like. I mean, I live near a big city, but not like right in the middle of the biggest city in the country. So what was it like growing up in Manhattan?
Yeah, well, you know, I am from New York City, Manhattan, born and raised. Yeah, it is really interesting living in a city and then sort of coming to a place like Tufts where you meet a lot of different people. And that is actually what I do love about Tufts is that actually getting to know people who had, like, different backgrounds and stuff. But yeah, living in New York, it's almost like one of those things where you sort of forget you're living in a place that other people sort of either idolize or stuff like that. Like, you know, I walk everywhere. I do have my driver's license, but you will ask so many New York City teenagers or like even college students if they have their license, such as Ethan Dunn, and they do not have their driver's license. So it's just little things like that you sort of forget that, like, you know, I walk to school. I could walk like 2 miles, but it's all blocks, and you look up in the sky and you see buildings rather than sky.
You got your driver's license, but you didn't drive. I assume you didn't drive a lot in the city. You were just taking like transportation and stuff.
I remember the first time I drove in the city was actually to college shop for my sister. That was one of the worst days of my life because if you learn to drive in New York City, you can drive anywhere. But even if you learn to drive in New York City, you will still hate driving in New York City. But yeah, it was actually because of COVID that I used my license a lot because my parents would be like, hey, like, go pick us up takeout food for dinner.
Gotcha.
And I'd be like, okay.
Like, honestly, like, to me, like, I know I hear that the adage of like, oh, it's like impossible to drive in New York City. And yeah, there's probably a ton of terrible drivers and stuff, but it's also a grid. Like, it feels like
true.
In that way, it's easier to navigate because Boston, it's a mess. It is like, because they like added a bunch of stuff. They added like Back Bay. They kept adding onto it over time. So they had to like make all these like twisty, turny roads. Mm-hmm. And it just like makes it this like mess to navigate. But I feel like, you know, New York City, they were very like, okay, here's this grid thing, and we're going to put a giant park in the middle of it. So it feels like it's pretty easy to get around.
Yeah, that is true. I think the grid definitely does help. The bad thing about New York City driving is the drivers themselves.
Yeah.
But yeah, the grid is very helpful, and I do enjoy it.
Very, very nice. Let's get into some more music, folks.
Let's do it.
This next one is going to be Light as Anything by Corey Wong.
Mm-hmm.
Here we go.
On the air, girls blow it away. reaching for a little escape. Don't you know what time? Still at church on time and feeling I.
That was Only You by Mara Hawthorne. David, how you feeling right now, buddy?
I'm feeling so great. It's summertime, Mr. Derringer. you have sprung my summer from the bowels of the spring.
I'm so glad. We are making this train go towards summertime right now.
Choo-choo.
Anyways, so you're involved in a lot of... I have had a lot of Tufts comedians on this show, mm-hmm. and you are no exception to that.
Mm, thank you.
David and I are both involved in the group on campus Major Undecided. I've had multiple other guests on this show who are also involved in Major Undecided. You're also involved in Tufts Stand-Up Comedy Collective. Can you talk a little bit about that stuff?
Tufts Stand-Up Comedy Collective, shortly called SUCK.
Yes.
Whoever came up with that must be very proud of themselves, and so are we. But yes, I joined stand-up comedy in the first semester, and because, you know, shout out to John Mulaney, who is probably not listening, but you never know.
You never know.
You never know. He is my inspiration to do stand-up comedy, and when I found out they had a club for it here at Tufts, I was like, you know what? Why not? I had my first show in, I think it was October. Mm. I think it went pretty well. I know you were there. A lot of people were there. It was great. You know, I think stand-up comedy is obviously very different than any comedy that I've done before because it's about myself.
Right.
But it's a sort of like a de-stressing, venting sort of situation.
That's good.
Where you can talk about really anything, and it's about like the punchlines. And, you know, I am obviously a theater person, so... I add a lot of theatrics to mine of like running across the stage and pointing at the audience members.
It takes, yeah, exactly. I was going to follow up with that. It takes a lot of skill too, because you're like talking about real things, mm-hmm. but in like not fake ways, but you want to like drum it up. You want to drum up the theatrics
exactly.
of it. So like you're exaggerating it. And that's like a skill in itself.
Yeah.
And yeah, that it was so much fun. Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
In the fall. So you think you're going to make a return to that maybe soon?
I took a break of comedy because I was in Spring Awakening, department
we'll talk about
show, which we will get to later. but yeah, I will be going back to that and full-time majors probably next year.
Nice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited to go back to stand-up comedy.
Would you ever try, I don't know if you wrote any sketches before. No, you haven't. Have you ever considered writing anything before?
I would definitely consider writing one. I would love to do a video sketch to write and direct one, because I am interested in possibly pursuing film.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love just, like, editing the craziest, like, on crack videos ever.
Yeah. So let's talk. Let me see. You mentioned Spring Awakening too, because mm-hmm. you're also a theatery guy too. What was it like being in that? Let me say, Spring Awakening is a great show. I didn't know much about it before I saw David in the department show of Spring Awakening here at Tufts. What was that experience like, kind of being in that small mm-hmm. cast and learning all those dances and having a great time?
Yeah, it was like honestly wonderful. Like, I know you'll always hear like, oh, it was one of the greatest experiences of my life, but it actually was
awesome.
I think partly because, you know, it was my first live show in maybe 2-ish years.
Yeah.
So that was part of it. Another part was like, you know, I was a freshman. There were, I think, three other freshmen in the cast. I only knew one of them, Mr. Felix, if you're out there.
Ayo.
I only knew Felix beforehand, before the show. So the cast was, I believe, 18 people, 18 students. And, you know, we went in the first day, and I was like, I don't know any people. I am terrified. We had our read-through, I believe the day was January 18th. So we were, like, one of the only few students on campus. And everybody just sang their songs so beautifully on the first day. And I was like, what am I doing here? I am so out of place. But they're genuinely the nicest people I've ever been with.
Awesome.
Like all the seniors, juniors, sophomores, and all the freshmen, all the crew, cast, director, everyone was so nice. And yeah, it was an amazing experience to like be in Balch, be in a show which, you know, tackles some pretty important and serious issues.
Yeah.
But to still have a great time with the people I'm doing it with. And to honestly learn more about like performance in general from everyone who has so much experience already, and then me coming in.
It wasn't even like that long. I mean, it was like a couple months, but it felt like just the sheer like professionalism of the show from the audience's perspective. Like it really came together like so beautifully, and like even like they had to like wear masks in the show, and like for the people that know the show, it's a very like not masky show. Yeah.
It's a very engaging show,
very
between
intimate
characters.
Show. But it like that wasn't an issue for me and the audience. Like it felt very authentic still. Like they were having a blast, man. Yeah, so congratulations on that. I'm going to be in a show in a couple of weeks, Chicago, which is very exciting. So there's all this theater coming back.
Unmasked. So I'm very excited to see you.
Are you a little salty?
Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, no. We like to say that for those who don't know, they lifted the mask mandate for performances. 3 days after Spring Awakening's last performance. So me personally, my character was mostly based on physical movement,
right?
Less than facial expression. So I was fine personally, but I know for like the main characters, maybe maskless would have been better.
It was still great. It was great regardless.
I'm still very happy how it turned out.
Yeah,
and,
that's exciting.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, lots of fun performance-y stuff happening on campus with David and doing all this fun stuff. Let's get back to some music here. Another one of my songs. In a little bit, we'll get into a very special choice by David.
Yeah, let's go.
We'll see everybody in a few.
Let your edge out, touch an iceberg, you'll be heavy in my mind. Can you get the heck out? I need rest now, got me bummed out. You, baby, I've been on my empty mind. I should've keep from losing the best in me. I worry that I wasted the best in me. Oh, yeah, baby, you don't care. So now I'm trying to be a nuisance, it's just hurt. Go away, can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, what it will break up in front of me. All the while, I wave my arm, I'm feeling a smile. I still wanna try, still believe in good days. Always inside, good that they've been in my mind. Told me I'm on my fears, my limitations, I disappear if you let. Feeling like Jericho, feeling like Job when he lost it. Gotta hold my own, my cross to bear a long night. Ooh, way to dip, way to kill the mood. No, you like that, can't groove it, baby. Heavy on my empty mind. I gotta keep from losing the rest of me. Still worry that I wasted the best in me on you, baby. It's urgent, tryna make sense of little change. Got me a war in my mind. Gotta let go away, can't keep what's holding me. Choose the right, what it will pick up in front of me. Tryna free my mind before the end of the world. I don't miss no ex, I don't miss no text. I choose not to respond. I don't regret, just pretend never happened. Half of us laying waste of our youth is in the present. Half of us chasing fountains of youth and it's in the present now. Thank you.
That was Good Days by SZA. And we are coming up to the halfway point of the program today, everybody. And you know what that means to all my faithful listeners out there. It's PSA time. I usually read the PSA, but David insisted that he would love to read the PSA in some interesting voices today. I think you've even heard this PSA, but David, the floor is yours, my friend.
All right. I'd first like to give a shout out to Sammy and Tabitha and the rest of the Murder Mystery Chat. Thank you for listening.
Wait, what? Let's go.
All right. So this is a PSA about noise from the airport, and you'll be getting it in a few different voices. Let's first get some Green Goblin going. Spider-Man. Annoyed by all the loud noises and vibrations from planes departing Logan Airport. Are you annoyed by all the loud airplanes that seem to constantly fly over on certain days? Our towns west of Boston are affected by greatly increased airplane noise and vibrations due to the FAA's Highways in the Skies decision. Should I do Stitch?
Go ahead.
This means that on days with northwest winds, every single airplane departing from Logan Airport's runway 33L continues on just four narrow paths over specific sacrificial neighborhoods with near-constant noise for the humans underneath as a result.
That was more Jar Jar Binks.
Good enough.
Join with your neighbors who are trying to change this. Every complaint filed with Massport counts, but it's the first from each household that matters most. For more information, just visit logannoise.org. That's logannoise.org. A public service message from the Logan Aircraft Noise Working Group and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Woo!
Thank you.
That was beautiful, I gotta say. I haven't gotten that innovative with those before, and that was like a riveting journey through space and time.
This is beautiful, yeah. I like that there are memes on this page, which makes me appreciate it more.
Yes. And like, this is like, yeah, that's like a serious. With the airplane noises going over, like, since I'm from around here, like, that's definitely like a thing. Like, I hear airplanes all the time, but you know, whatever. There's action to prevent
There's
it.
There's action, yeah. Logannoise.org. I've only been to Logan once. Is that where you usually go flying?
That's where I go, yeah. Very exciting. Anyways, so as you can tell, David is a very charismatic individual with lots of different noises and beeps and boops and bops and likes to make content of different things. You have a YouTube channel.
I do, yes.
Talk about it.
Yeah, if you want to go subscribe, it is just my name, David Palomar. You know, it's a funny story how it started. It was really just during quarantine, those 2020 months where I was at home. I remember I was in a music class during virtual school, and we were assigned like a song to quote unquote perform on Zoom. And I was like, hey, you know what? Like, I'm bored. I have a basement where I can like put up green tablecloths on, so I made myself like a makeshift green screen, and I made a video to Hard to Be the Bard with three versions of myself. And after that, it was summertime, and I was like, you know what, let's just do this like a lot. So I did mostly musical theater stuff. If you look at it, the more recent stuff, I did like a one Christmas cover a cappella. I did Goodbye from Bo Burnham.
Yes, that was good. That's one hot off the presses. That's
yes.
a new one.
And then we did have our musical in my senior year of high school was a virtual show where it was basically music videos. So you can see the two that I worked on, which was one of just me and Make It Laugh from Singing in the Rain. And then one with me and my friends Ethan and Stephanie, who are also both here at Tufts.
Hey!
Together wherever we go. And yeah, that was so much fun to work on because we all were like theater-y in high school and then all found out we were going to the same college.
That's crazy. Well, sounds like a lot of fun. Is that something like editing videos and making content, is that something you're looking to kind of pursue more professionally down the road?
Yes, I believe so. I think the work that I have done obviously is very sort of at-home projects. Uh-huh. Like if you watch my videos, you can be like, okay, he's just having fun. Right. I think they're like edited enough to the point where, like, you can be like, oh, he spent time on this. But obviously, I haven't had, like, the equipment to make, like, short films.
Right.
That's what one of the things I do want to pursue here at Tufts. I'm sure, as you know, it's a little hard to get into those film classes because it is a fairly small occupancy in those classes. But next year, I'll see you there.
See you there,
in
bro.
Art of Film and Video. And so hopefully I will get more professional in the way that I film and have filming ideas.
That's very, very exciting. Okay, well, I can't wait to see your editing credits on the next Spider-Man, Amazing Spider-Man revamp, if they're ever going to make Amazing Spider-Man 3.
The Asian Spider-Man? That's my goal in life. So Marvel Studios, if you're out there, Asian Spider-Man is wanted by the me community.
All right, well, we'll get it. There's a lot of Spider-Man energy happening right now. So after a few more songs, we can get into that. Actually, next up, do you want to play your little ditty now?
Up to you. This is a song for Henry Blickenstaff.
Is he listening? I don't
know. He's listening.
All right, this is... I'm not even going to say what it is. You all will know very quickly. Here we go.
Kept it going till the sun fell down. You kept it going.
That was You Might Think by Weezer. David, please explain.
I apologize. I know Weezer is not the most loved and I might get banished from Curtis Hall now for requesting that. But a quick little story about that. In my senior year of high school, me and Ethan Dunn were hosting our school's coffee house. And so I asked, like, the tech guy who I worked with, I said, can you put You Might Think as our, like, closing song as the Zoom ends, because it was a virtual show. And he was like, sure, of course. So we get to the end of the show. I'm so excited to just hear the song play. And then the Zoom just ends. And I was like, Caleb, what was that? Like, we didn't get the ending song.
No.
No sentiment at all.
What?
Anyways.
Well, I'm glad you could avenge that horrible instance here by playing
yes,
it
now
on my radio show.
My life is complete.
Yes,
thank you.
Thank you. Play it anytime. So this is from the film Cars. Like, it was in Cars 2.
Originally written by The Cars.
Oh, yeah,
but
that's
right. Then Weezer remade
it for Cars 2. Lovely. Well, that is a film. You're a big Marvel dude.
Ooh,
that's
yes.
right.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of your favorite Marvel movies?
All right, favorite Marvel. I always have, like, different categories of, like, storyline versus entertaining movies, because I think Marvel does have both. I personally think Infinity War is, like, one of Avengers Infinity War is one of the greatest films ever. Just to, like, I think it was, what, the 18th or 19th movie in the MCU. Just how they wove all those stories together in one movie was just so, like, incredible to me. Like, I know if you saw Infinity War without seeing the rest of them, you were probably pretty confused.
Yeah.
But to me, the fact that they were able to do that is just, like, so incredible. So many stories, so many jokes, so many just, like, character arcs that they were able to, like, start and finish and, like, keep going throughout that film. I do, of course, Spider-Man is my favorite superhero ever since I was a kid. So I do love Homecoming. I like Far From Home. I know you haven't seen it, you gaslight Spider-Man fan.
Don't expose me like that, bro.
And No Way Home was like, you know, just a huge experience. But yeah, all the Spider-Man films. I love Thor Ragnarok because to me that's just like, that's comedic action. Mm-hmm. There's less essence of the story in my opinion, but I like the comedy in that movie. And then I love Captain America: The Winter Soldier.
That
is one of my favorite.
Civil War,
that yes.
That was a good one. I have seen that.
Good. For those who don't know.
No, fine.
Sam Derringer, when we first met, was telling me how much of a Spider-Man fan he was. And then after No Way Home, he tells me that he hasn't seen what? Spider-Man 2, Spider-Man 3, none of the Amazing Spider-Mans, and and Spider-Man Far From Home.
Okay, wait, let me defend myself here. I don't get, like, maybe I'm a casual fan here, and maybe I've just been completely exposed, but, like, Homecoming, like, all you need to know from Far From Home, spoiler alert, is that Mysterio is, like, not who you think he is. And he reveals who Spider-Man is at the end of the movie.
There is so much with Peter and, like, MJ and, like, May and, like, and Happy.
Don't break the table.
I will break this building.
Okay.
The point is he gaslighted me.
No, okay, I'm sorry. I thought, like, you know, I had seen more Spider-Man than I guess David thought.
Oh, you've seen none of the Andrew Garfield ones also.
But, okay, fine. Okay, listen, we're going to settle this.
We've tried to settle this off the show, yeah.
Yeah, anyways, I've just been completely exposed. But in other Marvel, before we move on, I actually, like, I love the original Avengers movie. That was great. Infinity War, of course, is great. Civil War was great. Like, I've seen, like, a bunch of them, David.
I'm sure you've seen other ones, but Spider-Man, that really hurt me. You know?
I'm sorry. I know. This is getting really personal.
It's really emotional,
buddy. Okay,
the fact that you told me that in a dining hall also, like, if you're gonna that you didn't see the other Spider-Man movies, if you're gonna break my heart, do it in, like, a proper place, you know.
Fair enough. All right, well, we'll settle this. Okay, let's get back to some music, shall we? This is gonna be Basket Case by Brass Tracks. See you in a few minutes.
Checking back with you about the new album. I gave it a listen, and I gotta tell ya, it seems like you're going against the grain. And just remember that
original never wins out.
That was Hypotheticals by Lake Street Dive. And Lake folks, Street we Dive. Are approaching, we're getting close to the end of the program today. David, it's been an interesting time today.
It was it not an honor?
It's been a roller coaster. It's been an emotional roller. No, in all serious, David, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me. Yeah,
I know. This was a quick last minute thing.
this is like Parks and Rec.
Yeah.
That's like all I know about radio shows. So, thank you, Parks and Rec. And thank you, Mr. Derringer, Die Ringer,
of course.
D Keyboard Slam.
D Keyboard Slam, and that's my new nickname. Palamander, it's been a pleasure. Next week, Abby Summers is coming onto the program, mm-hmm. everybody. It's going to be a fun time. In the meantime, hope everybody's doing well out there. As always,
it's very
this is
today, yeah.
The Spec, and you are listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And with that, we'll be signing off with a few more tunes. Mm-hmm. Have a great week, everybody.
Have a wonderful life, Sam, yes. And everyone.
David will be back at some point.
I will be at some point.
and see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Beamer, mirror, my sword and shield. doors to let me in. Shattered windows and the sound of drums. People couldn't believe what I'd become. Revolutionaries wait for my head on a silver plate. Just a puppet on a lonely string. Or who would ever want to be king? I hear Jerusalem bells ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword and shield. My missionary.
When I ruled the world.